Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny System with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny System with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny System with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello everybody, Lee here. Right, what you're about to hear is one of the episodes of Poppycock that we recorded last year or the year before. And we put out on the Poppycock channel, but now obviously we're moving all this content into one place, which is here. So this is a previous episode that we're playing for you guys. Some of you may have heard it, most of you won't have. So hopefully it's an age too badly. We're going to drop some of these in between the new shows that we're going to do. So, you know, I won't have to tell you this all again, so you'll get it. But yeah, so those who don't know, this is the show that we did about a couple of years, I mean, it must be 2 years ago now, 18 months, something like that. Anyway, you wear this and then we'll do a new one, and then we'll drop an old one, and that's how we're going to work it till we get through these. I think there's only about 8 shows, so. As ever, hope you enjoy. Again, it's only for people with a sense of humour, obviously. And the new ones that we're going to do, we are going to include some weird stories as well. So you know. So yeah, take a listen. If you enjoy it, please let us know any way you can. The Absolute Poppycock Facebook group, you know, the email supernaturalpod@gmail.com, or you know, any of those methods. You know, review obviously. But if you like it, please let us know. We're doing it for you guys. So thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you on the other side.
This content is recorded for an adult audience and may cause listeners distress, especially if they've got no sense of humour, or they're one of those local, blue-eared liberals that run around screaming and shouting at everybody. So, if you're one of them, best not listen, eh? Everybody else, buckle up and prepare for some interesting, absolute poppycock stories. You've been warned.
Welcome to the first episode of, and maybe the last, of Absolute Poppycock.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So, obviously, I am Solway, and I'm joined by Dan the Viking.
Dan the Viking. Yeah, something a bit new for you guys. So, we've branched out from the serious podcasts and decided to have a bit of fun.
You have.
Well, mine's serious. Yours is a bit of a laugh. But yeah, we've branched away and trying something new.
Something new. But yeah. Well, let's start off. I mean, we don't really know. I mean, we don't even know if we've got any music. If you've heard music on the way into this, then we've got music. But if you haven't, that's because we haven't got any yet. This is so new, we haven't even looked at music yet. But
no, not yet.
I mean, I don't know. Let's start with what we should start with, probably. How's your week been, Dan?
My week? I work at the same place you work. It's probably just as good as yours.
Probably better than mine. Better than mine, I would say. Because
maybe.
Do you want to know? I've got some glasses here to show you. What I dropped 250 fucking pounds on, so I'll show you them in a minute. And yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Spec saves, isn't it?
But do you know what? I thought you meant beer glasses, and I was like, "What the fuck are you spending
$200?" No, they're free. You just come with a crate of lager, don't they?
But you can tell you're not living with your wife now, and you're spending fucking money on everything.
Well, you have to buy glasses, don't you? You can't see. But I did get this. I got this really weird infection in my mouth, which is not from oral. But it is an oral infection. But it's
sucking dick.
Do you know what? I actually think it's a direct consequence of our job.
Not being able to drink.
Not being able to drink, yeah, because you know, people that don't know in our day jobs, we are delivery drivers.
We are.
And due to this current pandemic, ongoing pandemic, which again, you know, is a, we could go with, we'll, probably will touch on the pandemic because we'll probably, when we do these episodes, we'll probably talk about sort of news stories, current news stories as well.
Yeah.
Maybe give our take on it. So we might touch on the pandemic because that's one of the biggest stories around. But yeah, due to the fact we can't really go for a piss anywhere, you know, so we can't drink because you can't go to the toilet. You have to find somewhere. You know, it is what it is. But that has caused dehydration, which has led to basically my mouth got infected. A bit the side of my mouth, you know, years ago, and it's like got scar tissue on it. And every now and again, it gets infected. Long story short, ring the doctor up because, of course, you can't see a fucking doctor these days. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, you're not allowed.
You know, you've got to ring them up, and then they diagnose you over the phone. And I rung him up, and he said, it's a dental problem, ring a dentist. So I rung a dentist. And, well, actually, he said ring 111 because I don't have a current dentist. I'm not registered to one, so.
No, I'm not.
I rung 111, which is like the NHS direct line, for those who don't know. Rung that, and they said, you need to speak to a dentist. I said, well, I know that, but I ain't got a fucking dentist. So they said, well, we'll get someone to get in touch with you from the local area. So that happened, and I spoke to someone on the phone, which receptionist was very nice. And she said, there's an 18-month, two-year waiting list to see a dentist. Now,
no. 2-year waiting list.
I'm not being funny, but if I have this infection in my mouth for 2 years, I'll be dead before I see a fucking dentist. So I said, yeah. You know, that ain't going to work. So anyway, so cut long story short, I'm trying some drugs, cocaine, heroin, meth. See if that works. And then I'm going to move on to the good stuff from Boots. So we'll see how that goes. But it's just crazy. Surely somebody in this country knows that we need more dentists. If you can't get in a fucking... That's not even an appointment. That's just to get on the waiting list at a dentist. It's 2 fucking years. 2 years!
That's a long fucking time just to wait and see.
But I did say to her, I said, shouldn't that waiting list go down with all these COVID deaths? Well, she said, oh... Well, yeah, you know what I mean? You know, strike while the iron's hot and all that. But she said, no, because they don't come off for 6 months. You have to be inactive on the list for 6 months before they take you off it.
Brilliant. So,
you know, we've got to wait another few months and then obviously all those people drop off and then there will be spaces at the NHS dentist.
But hopefully.
You're better off. I mean, realistically, they're forcing you to go private, which is going to cost you hundreds of pounds. Isn't it?
Even an NHS dentist you have to pay for, they're not cheap. But
no.
Yeah. It could be worse. You could have nearly broke your ankle at work today. Like I decided to fly myself across the dock. And yeah, that was fun. I'm glad that wasn't caught on camera. I think we'd have made some money out of that. My ankle is absolutely throbbing today, which is good. So
at least you
in relation to that, you probably know as well as any of the other guys who work for us that I passed out at work a few weeks ago, and so that's again when I got into hospital and spoke to them. They made the point that I was probably dehydrated. You know, that just says, yeah, again, it's a similar issue, isn't it? It's bit of a pain at the moment. You get the odd nice customer will say, oh, do you want to come in and use the toilet? But majority is you don't even ask, do you?
No, so, and especially in this climate, they're not gonna. I just want to point out to people, if they're listening to this episode, that we are recording over Zoom at the minute due to the locations we are at. It's the only way we can do it. So obviously, if there's any interference, anything like that, that will be ironed out should there be another episode.
And if you don't like listening on Zoom, it's kind of tough shit because we don't live together. So this is kind of how it's going to be done.
Yeah. Again, with all the restrictions and everything, eventually we will iron the connecting issues out. So it will be perfect at some point, but just for today. What it is, you're getting the raw fucking thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I was listening to an old episode today of the show. I think I sent it to you, but there's a bit in there where I was talking about the first person to see a kangaroo. Can you imagine being the first person to see a kangaroo?
They're brilliant. Yeah. They're well fun animals.
But it was the pouch. So, because he's talking about a giant sloth that was meant to be around years ago, and people say it had like people said that it had a belly, a mouth in its belly, which I assumed was their way of looking at it having a pouch. So yeah, they'd see it shove it. It's like they come back to the village and say, "I saw this giant sloth and it was eating its offspring. It's got a mouth in its belly and it was putting him in its belly and, you know, this pouch." But that would have been the same thing with a kangaroo. You know, apart from the kangaroo will come off and start trying to have a fight with you. Did you see that video where that bloke?
He punched it.
He had to punch that kangaroo as he tried to kill his dog.
The thing is, though, he punches it and the kangaroo stands up, like bolt upright. And it's like, he's fucking 9 foot. What are you doing?
But it had to think about
you
it.
You almost see the fear in the guy's face when he's done it. It's like, oh shit, this isn't good.
But the kangaroo thought about it and thought better of it. He thought, nah, do you know what? He did it me pretty hard there. Because if you watched it in slow motion, it slows it down, doesn't it? And his head. Yeah, kangaroo's head rocks, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, he pops it pretty well.
Yeah. I'll put that in the show.
Well, they've got some fucking horrible animals out there.
Yeah. Go on, then. You've got a story for me, haven't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, you guys decided it would be hilarious to put a picture on the board at work. So we've got, obviously, most of you guys probably have a news board at work. And this was one that someone decided it would be funny because it had a picture of a guy who looked very similar to me on the cover with the title, "Bearded Men Are Better in Bed." So I don't think any of you actually read the title of it, just saw a guy that looked very similar to me in the picture and thought, "Hey, we're going to have a go with that." And how that
backfired.
Yeah, didn't it just? So you thought, oh, well, I know, we'll take the piss out of Dan here. And then when I read it, and I thought, you know what? Thanks, guys. Yeah, you know, ask your missus. I'm sure they agree. So
we should point out at this point that the guy on the picture for this article was fat, bald, with a big beard. And Dan, we described Dan.
I'm not bald, but yeah.
He's not bald. He's semi-bald, but he's fat and he's...
Cheers.
And he's got a big bushy beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hence the nickname that goes with it. But yeah, so it was I suppose it was a bit of a joke, baldy. But I'm not bald. It's very just thin on top. But I thought I would... share with you, this is from the Sun newspaper. Now, this isn't the actual article because I couldn't find the one that you guys put up. Nobody would tell me what newspaper it was from. They just cut out a little snippet of it. So I didn't know what newspaper it was from. But this one, I found a very similar one, and it's from the Sun. And it just says, men with these five features are the best in bed. And it says, how many does your guy have? So it says, yeah, have you ever wondered how your man measures up in the bedroom? And it says, if he has a beard, brown eyes, then you're one lucky woman. Now, I don't have brown eyes, so this is why I can guarantee you it isn't right, this article. But it does say 73.
Well, hang on. No, don't be too hasty there, because I do have brown eyes.
And a beard.
And I also... Well, actually, I trimmed it the other day, but I currently am sporting a very, very beautiful beard.
Yeah, you're going for the David Beckham trimmed look rather than...
No, I am growing it. It just got me tits.
Well, so it says here...
So you've got one out of two so far, so you're doing well.
I've got one out of two, right. So we'll go here. So the worst things that women find... This is unattractive, or this is in percentage wise. So, right. This is what women find attractive.
How many were surveys? Is this like a, what was that fucking thing? Family Fortune?
4,500 women were surveyed.
Decent survey.
It was a decent survey, right?
Yeah.
So 36% of women like thick eyebrows. Not sure about that one. 37% of women like big hands.
Yeah.
40% of women like their men bald.
Now me?
40%. Yeah, quite high. I think that was quite high.
Yeah, not punching now.
Yeah. 44% prefer blue eyes.
Did I mean bald or did I mean shaven? No.
Well, see, now I don't know that.
Because that's slightly different, isn't it?
It is, yeah, because people who shave their head tend to be...
Because if it's like Wallace out of Wallace and Gromit, that's well, I think that slightly might be different to Ross Kemp, isn't it?
It is a little bit, yeah. Yeah, it is a little bit different. Yeah, well, 46% like blonde hair, so I don't understand why 40% like bald and 46 like blonde hair, so...
Well, I don't know if you're close. Talking about upstairs or downstairs.
I don't know. 44% prefer blue eyes. So blue eyes are there, right?
Yeah.
Now, you then go up, and this I don't get, 49% of women like high cheekbones. Not really sure about that. Well, I mean, I've got quite a chubby face, so you probably can't even see my cheekbones.
Yes. I don't even know if I've got any fucking cheekbones. I'm like a fucking slug.
I have, but I don't know. I've not really paid attention. 51% of women, glasses. And glasses attractive on a man.
But they're not a fixed feature.
No, they're not. Well, no. It says men with these features are best in bed. So this is women saying 51%.
But if you're shagging a man that has to keep his glasses on in bed... It's not going so well for you.
No, but then I suppose if he takes them off, you are also probably not doing very well if he has to take them off to sleep with you.
It's like blind people, isn't it? Blind people wear glasses. What's all that about?
Yeah, I suppose that's light sensitivity, though. A lot of them wear sunglasses, don't they?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've not really noticed that one. All right, here we go. 53% small feet. No, I was always thought women like big feet.
No.
53% of women, small feet. So I'm a size 8. Well, I don't know if that class is a small or not, but when you've got people who are like size 15, I suppose I have got small feet.
Yeah.
It's good to know. 58% snail trail. Yeah, not a fan of that in any way, shape, or form. So not going to agree with that one.
Explain the concept of snail trail.
Really? That's a line of hair that runs down your belly into your pubes.
From your belly button.
It looks like a snail has dragged the hair down. Not sure I can see that.
How many like that?
58%.
So 2,000 of the women surveyed. Over 2,000.
Yeah. Like a man with a little bit of hair that runs down. But I mean, my fucking hell, I'm like a gorilla. So,
yeah.
I'm the opposite.
Point out where the snail's been.
No, it doesn't. 59% is brown hair, right?
Yeah.
So these are the two. The first one is ranked 11 to 15. The second guy, which is from the small feet upward, is ranked 6 to 10. Now, these are the top five things that women find make you the best in bed.
Come on, I've got to have a few of these bad boys. Let's go.
Right. So we'll start with 62% is tattoos.
What?
So I would say both. I've quite tattooed, you've got your tattoos. So,
is
yeah,
that just tattooed or, I mean, what about...
It just says tattoos, so it doesn't say...
Shit floor,
well, it doesn't say, it just says tattoos. I suppose it's, yeah.
How many of that 4,000 would say that if it was a tattoo of his ex-bear's name?
Yeah, probably not very many.
or 10.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. You've seen the ones where they've got, like, denied and crossed out on them.
Yeah, often. Yeah.
I fucking love a bloke. I love a bloke with tattoos, me.
Right, do you love? Look at these ones. Jamie, Lisa.
Fucking hell. Right, next one. Broad shoulders. Now, that's quite... That's not... I wouldn't say that's specific because I think that's dependent on the actual body size. See, now I've got a 56-inch chest. So I have very, very, very broad shoulders. But then that's in comparison to my body. Whereas if you had like a 34-inch chest, a really skinny waist, you'd look like you had broad shoulders. So I don't really know how that one works.
Well, if it's broad shoulders, if you've got broad shoulders, you've got broad shoulders, haven't you?
Yeah, but like,
I would say I don't necessarily have broad shoulders. I wouldn't say I have broad shoulders at all.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say you did, but then you're not built as big as me or some people. So I would say for your body size, you're probably about right. So yeah. I don't know if people would class that as broad, but no. Anyway, moving on. That's 70% piercings.
Yeah.
Have you got any piercings that you have you?
Prince Albert.
Fuck off, no, you haven't.
No, I've got a nipple piercing.
Have you?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I didn't know that. All right, there you go. Mine are pretty obvious. For anyone who isn't on my Facebook or doesn't know, I have my nose and my lips. I've got two piercings in my lip and my nose.
I did have my eyebrow pierced until I comb my hair.
No, I'd never get that. I used to have my ear pierced, but it got ripped out in a fight and I've never had it back in since.
I was late for school one day. I was combing my hair and it just went straight out.
Oh,
boy, did I fucking scream.
Yeah, one of my mates had his nipple pierced and he took his top off at the end of a football game and it fucking ripped. Mm-hmm. And I've honestly, the worst bit is seeing bits of his nipple still attached to the fucking nipple. Oh, honestly, mate, that made you sick how he felt. Vile. Yeah. Absolutely vile. It's not fun.
Why would you take it
out for a game?
I don't know why women would find that attractive, but hey-o.
No, I don't. 71% is brown eyes. So, yeah. And 73%, which is the top feature for a woman.
Cock.
No beards. You see, I find that strange that they've not even mentioned that. But I suppose then when it's a family-friendly survey, I suppose they're not allowed to.
Was it family-friendly?
Well, it's... doesn't say it's not family-friendly, but I can't imagine it
wasn't. What was number one?
Beards.
Who?
Beards.
Beards.
Yeah.
As in hairy face, facial.
Yes.
Hair.
Get used to my accent.
Well, I didn't know if you meant you kept bears in the garden or something.
No. No. So yeah, it's So I mean, I would say out of them,
growing a beard or getting a tattoo ain't going to make you any good in the bedroom, is it?
But I think it's just I don't think it makes you better. I think what they're saying is men who they have been with, they have found that men who have beards that they've been with are better than men who haven't had beards, and men who have got tattoos are better than men they haven't had with tattoos. Well, I mean, I don't think it. Well, I mean, it is. I suppose it is similar because it takes a certain type of person to grow a beard. You know, there are certain jobs you can't have a beard in. You know, there are certain people that aren't allowed them. But tattoos are very similar.
It's quite manly, isn't it? To have a fucking tattoo and a beard and brown eyes.
Fuck off your brown eyes.
A manly thing to have brown eyes, a beard and tattoos and piercings, I suppose. Well, I don't think piercings are necessarily manly, but those other three things are manly. So if you want a manly man, that's what you can look for. Broad shoulders is another one, isn't it? So maybe it's just that women actually like men.
Men, yeah, well, that's what I've taken from that is women actually find real men more attractive than fannies.
Because they're not saying in there that they're like a man who wears a pink T-shirt because he thinks he's in touch with his feminine side and all that shit.
They're like a man who like cries himself to sleep.
Yeah. He has to play whale music on a night to get him off.
Yeah.
Not sex.
I can't say shit. Do you know what? I'm not even getting involved in that because I actually listen to
whale music. You do, don't you? You
dick.
What?
Hey, I tell you what, though. Didn't I tell you what it is though? It's because I work away from home, and when I'm at home, I can hear my wife snoring, so I've got that background noise all the time. I've got the background noise here. I'm in a hotel all the time, so I have to put something on, and unfortunately, they don't have a podcast of wife snoring podcast. So I've gone with
what about to go farmyard? With noise.
Farmyard. Okay, I'm glad she's not going to listen to this. You'll be fucking dead. What did he say about me?
Let's put the archers on.
Oh, fucking... Oh, God, you and the archers.
Fucking love the archers.
For those of you who don't know what the archers is a radio program that's been out for about 90 fucking years.
Yeah.
And no one listens to it under the age of about 75, except for Lee.
Blasphemy. Absolute blasphemy.
I was listening to the Archers.
Out. What I know about the Archers is about farming. It's about a little village, a quaint little village in England that doesn't exist. And
it's
somewhere outside Birmingham, I think it's set. But essentially, it's about... It's like a soap, isn't it? But it's on the radio. Now, what could be more perfect than that when you're driving round?
My podcast.
Well, yeah, but there's only so many hours in a day. Right.
Yeah.
Now, I hear your little news article, and I raise you.
Go on.
Okay. Would you say you have, if you had to say on a scale of, you know, small, ordinary, big, you know, that sort of range. What would you say your nose was?
See, now I've always been told I've got quite a big nose, but I think because I've got quite a big face, I don't think it's that big. So I think in comparison to my face, it's about average. I'd say just bigger than average.
Yeah, I think mine's been busted 5 times, but apart from that, which does make me sniff quite a bit because I've only got one working nostril. But I think, mine's been busted quite a few times. But I would say, I'd say mine's not necessarily big. It's not necessarily small. So it's somewhere in the average sort of thing.
Yeah.
But you'll be interested to know, men who have bigger noses have been found to also have longer penises, a recent study suggests. Now, you might ask how they found this out.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a bit shocking when I get to that. Researchers found that men with bigger noses also had a stretched penile length of 5.3 inches. It also showed that men with smaller noses have a penis length of 4.1 inches when erect. That's a key point here. Now, this study was published in the Basics of Clinical Andrology, and this is the worrying bit, right? The study looked at 126 men. Yeah?
That's not a big proportion, but go on.
It is when those men were corpses.
Right. How were they erect when they were corpses?
That is my question. What were they doing to those fucking corpses to get this information? Is this fucking Jimmy Savile or what?
But, do they just pick men who died with a hard on or something?
Well, I'm sure some do. But
it's the way to go.
But the key piece of analysis here was that they had to do this within 3 days of the death. So maybe, I don't know.
There's a bit of blood still in there.
Does rigor mortis do the old whoop?
Yeah, I don't know. If anyone works in a morgue, can you tell us, please? Because that's
anyone,
interesting.
If anyone works in a morgue, and you've got to tell us. You've got to tell us.
Yeah.
I don't know if his patient...
They call them stiffs for a reason.
With that. But, yeah, stiffs. Yeah, that's why they call them stiffs. Okay, so it says... It goes on to say that they took account of the height, weight... length of the penis when flaccid, the circumference of the penis, and the weight of their testicles.
Right.
I don't know what that is, but they said this was an accurate way of replicating the length of the erect penis to lay the cadaver out and pull the penis up as far as it would go. They're fucking doing this to their bodies! The fuck?
Well, honestly. How is that? What? No.
Imagine walking in on this. Imagine walking in on this, right? You're just an orderly in the hospital, bringing another body. I mean, they're fucking hell. They've been in and out like now. And like, they put one of them chef doors on there. One of them. But getting another COVID. Another one here died with COVID. What are you doing there? I'm just doing a study. Laying him out on the floor.
Okay.
But... How did I don't know where they got the nose thing from. I mean, who sort of was like pulling the cock and went, hey, look at this. He's got a big cock, big nose. Big cock. Big, look at this one. He's got a small cock, small nose. Fucking hell.
Who made that assumption that they're, who noticed that in the first place? That's not.
It makes you wonder, right? Because these studies, somebody has to sign these studies off, don't they? You get money. To get a grant for these sort of things, you've got to go to somebody and say, you know, I really want to look at, I don't know, this field. I think there was an ancient Roman villa in this field and I want to excavate it. Oh, here's £100,000. Off you go. What do you want? Well, I've got this theory. It involves pulling fucking stiff's cocks around and checking the nose to see if the... I mean, fuck, I'm not being funny, right? But if you put an advert in the paper for this sort of shit, people would queue around the block if you just give them a Twix.
I wouldn't.
Well,
I wouldn't.
People would.
Depends who was doing the survey, I suppose.
I mean, it also goes, and I don't know how many Japanese people were dead in this morgue that they tested at. But it does say that the average penis size of a Japanese man was 4.5 inches.
Okay. Does that give you a comparison or does it just literally just give you that fact?
I don't know, because they have quite squashed noses, don't they?
I don't really know. It's not really something I've paid much attention to, if I'm honest.
I don't think I've ever seen a Japanese person with a massive nose.
No, but then on the flip side, I think you can fall into a big trap here because there are certain types of people that do stereotypically have big noses and you can fall into quite a dangerous trap and they're not giving you any information in regards to religion, ethnicity or anything like that with this. So I think that's a very vague study. That could be interpreted any way. Well, I suppose it depends how you interpret it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, again, it says that another aspect of the study, right? There was a study called the Big One Dating, and this asked 4,761 women about the last time they had sex. This is not with a cadaver, by the way. This is with an actual...
Oh, good. I'm glad you cleared that up.
This is with an ordinary person. But you know, they asked the question, how big was he and did you climax? And it got to the average sort of length, I suppose, in this survey was about 5, maybe a little bit bigger than 5 inches. But out those ones, only 30-odd% said that they climaxed. So, isn't that what you do with it? I know it's a cliche to say it's not the size that counts; it's what you do with it. But surely, it fucking is, isn't it?
Do you know what? Being not a woman, I'm not sure.
True.
I can give you my own personal experiences, but I'm pretty sure the listeners don't want to hear that. But yeah, I think it's got to be different for each.
Did
each
he make woman, you climax, Dan? Did he make you climax?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a, you know, you hear stories that women fake it a lot. And I'm not sure, you know, there's like some fucking Oscar winners out there. Or they're just liars, you know. But we've all had the ones that say, well, you didn't do it. And, well, maybe we all haven't, but yeah. I don't know. Well, I'm not sure.
It is the... Here's the tit of the week, right? This is in the Daily Record, and this is a Scottish paper. Oh, and I mean, fucking hell, there we go. Listen to this bastard. Right, Nikki Walker was celebrating her 37th birthday in Glasgow, right? When a birthday blunder turned into a viral hit. Mm-hmm. She'd been enjoying a barbecue in Scotland. She'd been joining the barbecue with close family, you know, her mum and all that. When they gifted her balloon, right, in a box. Now, attached to this balloon, you know, on the streamers and all the rest of it that hang off it, they attached money to it.
Okay.
Okay. But when Nikki opened the box, the balloon escaped, flying off into the distance, leaving the pair shocked. Speaking to the Daily Record, she said, there were 100 beans and dim pound notes attached to the balloon. It's just me, look. That pretty good?
That was pretty good, was it really? Fucking
hell. Yeah. The sister came over to the family barbecue with the gifts and gave me the balloons. She said, there was one that needs opening. I just opened it right away. So imagine, this is a present, right? It's all wrapped up like, you know, like an ordinary present. She didn't know what's in there. And they're outside. Yeah. Somebody should have thought this one through. But
yeah,
she unwraps the box, opens the lid, and the balloon goes attached to it with all the money. Now, what I want to know, she said, you know, obviously we couldn't stop laughing about it. I mean, poor mammy was thinking about it now, and we had to see the funny side of it. This could only happen to me. She just wanted to know how far it had traveled. Now, I mean, the balloon itself is like a big, she's actually got two. It was like one that was like a clear one with bits inside, and then like a big pink one. So I wonder which one it was that the money was attached to. But I want to know, and this is how dilly it is, right? Somebody set up a GoFundMe to get her fucking money, like to give her the money back. She lost the money. The fuck are we GoFunding someone for who's lost the money?
Yeah, but I bet she made more than the 100 quid back as well.
I wouldn't say any how much she made, but it does say the post is shared nearly 6,000 times with 1,600 likes and 5,000 laughing fucking emojis. But,
I mean, it is quite funny, but yeah.
I'm just trying to work out, I'm just seeing if it says here that she didn't say. Oh, I like the comments underneath. Someone's put, disgusting, GoFundMe's are for emergencies such as life-saving treatment abroad. Is that what it was set up for?
Yeah.
Is it? No one.
Yeah, it was set up. It was set up for a reason of basically charity.
Yeah. Someone that's lost everything in a house fire, not some idiot that opened a box with an unweighted balloon outside. It's their bloody fault. I hope whoever finds it enjoys it and spends it.
But that's true, though, isn't it? You know, at the end of the day, but then to be fair, if she set up the GoFundMe, then I totally agree. That's a fucking bad move. But if it's someone who's read the story and thought, I'm going to set that up for her, that it's not really her fault, is it, that someone's taking it upon themselves to do that?
No.
But, Yeah. Still a bit fucking weird. Yeah, I'm not sure about that one, I'm afraid.
Someone's put, is there proof? There is a video of her opening the box and the balloon rushing out. The money is tied to the string. If you took the time to search for it instead of judging her on how she looks, you'd have got your facts right. So obviously somebody's saying, did it even happen? Is she just trying to make money out of it, obviously? But there is a video. That's why it's ended up going viral.
Cause... I'm assuming she doesn't look like, well, I'm assuming she looks enough for people to take the piss.
Well, she's got big tits. That's what it is. She's got big tits, and people have been commenting on about, obviously, are they talking about these balloons?
Oh.
Or those balloons. So... That's a bit shallow,
I think.
Yeah, well, yes, very shallow. Like, very shallow indeed. I'd never say such a thing.
No, nor would I. Not when my wife might listen to this.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm all right with my history shit. I know for a fact she's not going to listen to that. This, I've got to be careful.
I think you're pretty safe. She won't fucking listen to you.
No.
But is there anything else you wanted to add tonight?
Well, I think I'd just like to end with a, you know, welcome, and, you know, hopefully some of you guys have come across listening, because both me and Lee have mentioned it on our respective podcasts, and it's something that you thought, well, you know, let's see what it's like, come across and hopefully have had a bit of a laugh with us as well. Something we're going to hopefully get an episode out every week, or as best as possible. Have a bit of a laugh, have a bit of fun, share with you some wacky news stories. And if you've got any interest or any stories that you want us to include from your town, because, you know, as I'm sure, like I said, with my podcast, I know definitely with Lee's, you guys listen from all over the world. So if you have got... funny story from your town, either join us on the show or let us know, you know, on, like I said, on either our respective podcasts. For the time being, we haven't actually got anything set up for this one yet, because we are brand new with this. So
we haven't got music. We're that new.
No, we haven't even got music, so we are brand new. It's just having a bit of a laugh at the moment and getting something done. If you haven't joined us from our podcast, and this is something you've just stumbled across and you've come across two random British guys listening and having a bit of a laugh, and it's something you enjoy, do you have any other interests? Because my friend Lee does a podcast called Realm of the Supernatural, which focuses on supernatural and cryptids, aliens, things like that. And I have a podcast called This Week in History, which involves pretty much any type of history from any country in the world. History. It involves history. I am a qualified ex-history teacher, and I've worked with Lee now for about 3 years. And, you know, we get involved in each other's podcasts and decided that something needed to change, and hopefully we've appealed to some different people. So if you're new, let us know. If you're not new and you've joined us from another one, let us know, and hopefully we can do some shout outs as well, because I love doing a bit of a shout out for you guys and saying welcome to the show and letting everyone know how
that last episode. I was meant to say thank you to Jessica Munro on the Wampus Cat episode we did.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying it on here. I probably don't listen.
You're saying it on here now, so she has to come across and listen.
Yeah. I didn't say which one I'd say it on. I just fucking said it.
But, I will give you a shout out, but it's not going to be on the podcast that you actually listen to.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is, obviously, if people want to send us a story, if you've got a funny story that you want to share with us in person, or, you know, written down, then you obviously, we haven't got an email set up for this, but you can send it to supernaturalpod@gmail.com. That's supernaturalpod@gmail.com. Or
or my one, which is TWIH for This Week in History, twihpod@gmail.com. So it's twihpod@gmail.com.
And we'll put all that in the show notes anyway.
Yeah, we'll put it all in, and hopefully, like I said, we will hear from you guys very, very soon. Mm. And let us know what you thought as well. You know, that to me is the most important. For a brand new podcast, it's very, very important that you guys tell us whether it's shit or not.
Because yeah, I think the first few might be a bit shit. I think the first few...
Do you know what? I don't think they will. No. I think it depends what audience you get, doesn't it? If you get an audience that doesn't find it funny, then your feedback's not going to be very good. But if you've got an audience that is sat there wetting themselves because it's hilarious, then I think our response will be quite good. So we just have to wait and see what you guys think.
Well, I can certainly tell you a very strange story that happened to me, but I think I'm going to leave that for the after hours part of the show.
Yes.
All right, when we come to that. But we was on about earlier about these high-powered people who seem to want to associate with nonces. Now,
yeah.
What's all this about? Because in everyday working life, right, if you know somebody's a paedophile, you tend to fucking say, I'm not having no to do with him, he's a fucking paedophile. But when you're rich and powerful, for whatever reason, you seem to gravitate towards these people. And obviously, we're talking
about
the man who didn't kill himself here. We're talking about Jeffrey Epstein. But what is going on with these people?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned this to me earlier today, and obviously, saying it's something that you, although I can, like I said it's got to be to do with money and power and things like that. But like you said, if you knew that the person was that way inclined, then you know my first reaction, and as much as you know, I have good friends, and I'm sure you do as well. If I found out one of my friends was that way, I would fucking bury him. Do you know what I mean? There'd be no two ways about it.
Welcome back from jail party for him.
Yeah. So why would people do that? But then, I mean, you look at Bill Cosby, and you look at the support that he got from people like Oprah, for example. I mean, she was absolutely there trying to ruin his reputation, blah, blah, blah. And then it could be a case of these people don't actually believe their friend could do that. I think
taking advantage of, if you're rich and powerful and you're taking advantage of women, I think that's slightly different to shagging children, isn't it?
Well, yes, and especially in a criminal sense as well, it's different. But
well, it's both aspects are criminal, you know, criminal in nature.
Yeah, to all intents and purposes, there, I think anyone would agree that doing it to a child is worse than doing it to a woman. Whether that might fucking spark a debate now, wouldn't it? Fucking hell. You know, get people on saying, but I think as a general rule, I think you tend to protect children before women. You know, I know my wife, for example, would die before anything happened to the kids. You know what I mean? It's that sort of, the young.
Obviously in the showbiz circles, a lot of that's like, you know, a lot of these women do it because they want to climb a ladder. So, you know what I mean? They won't, feel great about it, but they do it because they want to further their career. And it's just one of those things, isn't it? But
is that why you're on your knees in the office every day?
Yeah, furthering my career. Not getting me anywhere. But
no,
this association, this thing, I just don't know what it is. And you said like it's, you know, some sort of kink, didn't you? But
Well, and that's the thing, isn't it? Like I was saying earlier, you tend to find, you got to be careful with the term because I know a lot of people listening to this might be offended. But you look at sort of the woke culture now that's around, that you know, seems to think everything is acceptable, and I wonder how long it's going to be until they turn around and say something like this, or it's a preference, not, you know, it's not a disease. It shouldn't be illegal. It's a it's a preference,
yeah,
or
love is love. Kink or,
yeah, do you know what I mean? It just
people
seems
love
like
each other. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're trying to normalize a lot of things, and this is one thing that should never ever be normalized. I think personally, and I know I would say 99.9% of listeners would agree with me that anybody who does anything like that with a child, there's no room for argument or error on it. There's just no, do you know what I mean? You can't say, oh, well, what if? No, there is no fucking what if.
This is what I mean. This is what I don't. Yeah. It's like, because what brought it up is that, obviously, Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced, and
yes,
one of the reasons that, you know, is being spouted about is she's meant to have seen a lawyer about his ongoing meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, which he was pretty uncomfortable about. And this was back in 2013. I think Jeffrey Epstein was done for raping children in 2008 or something like that. So it was after that. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, it doesn't matter what that guy is going to do for you. If you know that he's done that, I'm sorry, there's no excuse. It's not like we're talking about a guy who ain't got money. He's trying to favour his career and stuff like that. We're talking about one of the richest guys on the planet, not the original guy, because again, all this fucking bullshit about he's the third richest person. That's all bullshit. You know what I mean? We'll never know who the richest people in the world are. We don't know, right? They're not going to be on a fucking list. Yeah. When Forbes or whatever it is puts out their rich list, the Queen's never on there.
No, she is. You know? That is why you know it's bullshit, is because the Queen's on it.
What, below Beckham?
Yeah, well, she's been on it before on Forbes, the top Forbes. But the thing is with the royal family is that takes into account assets and things like that. But it doesn't, I mean, you know as well as I know, there's a lot of things that the Queen does own that probably isn't published.
Absolutely.
So she's probably higher up the list than what they ever make her out to be.
And not only them, but there's other families and people around the world.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know, there's people that own fucking hell, nearly half the oil in the world.
Well, there's not much of that left now, is there?
No, we don't need any more. We just need batteries.
Yeah, which is just as dangerous, but we'll save that for another day.
That's even fucking worse. But yeah.
Mental, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, before we go, I'll tell you this joke. I was listening to Reagan the other day. And You know how you fucking just sat there on a night time watching YouTube and that, because you can't get the porn to work. But while it flicks onto something, like you might be interested in, and you know, 9 times out of 10 you're not. But it'll go from, like, I don't know, some political thing you're watching to like Gordon Ramsay cooking a fucking beef Wellington or something. But
yeah,
it jumped to. Like Reagan, it was something about Reagan's talk. I didn't watch it all. I only watched the first 10 minutes of it, but it was pretty interesting, to be fair. But it was like Reagan's speeches and stuff like that. Anyway, he told this joke, and I thought it was pretty good. So I'll tell you it and see what you think. I don't think I might have told you before. But he said there was a guy. So there's this guy, he's driving down the street, yeah, and he's doing about 35 mile an hour. And then all of a sudden, this chicken comes running alongside him, right? So he's doing 30. Mm-hmm. He's thinking, fucking hell, this chicken's keeping up with me. So he speeds up about 50 mile an hour, and this fucking chicken's keeping up with him. He's like, fucking hell, this is a fast chicken. So he speeds up a bit more. He gets to about 60, 70 mile an hour, and this chicken's still keeping up with him. Anyway, with that, this chicken shoots off down this side road. So he fucking follows it, you know what I mean? Down this fucking road. Anyway, he comes down to the end of this lane. There's a farmer stood there. He says, hey, up, mate. He said, have you seen a chicken? And the guy says, yep. I breed the chickens. He says, oh, that's your chicken. He said, yep. He says, that chicken was just doing 70, running at 70 mile an hour back there. And he says, yep, that's because it's got 3 legs. Right? He says, 3 legs? He says, yeah. He says, why do you breed chickens with 3 legs? He says, well, he says, I like a leg. The wife likes a leg. The kid likes a leg. So we breed chickens with 3 legs. We all get a leg. We all get a drumstick. And he says, well, did it taste any good? And the farmer says, I don't know. I've never been able to catch one.
That's terrible.
It's brilliant.
That's a terrible joke. The worst bit about that is it's terrible, but it's funny.
Well, they're the best ones, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, to be fair. See, I've got fucking hundreds of jokes. I'll tell you what, I'll do one next week, and we'll do one each week. So that's yours for the week, and I'll do mine next week.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you a good one.
Yeah,
but
we'll do some more.
But keep your stories coming in. Find us any way you can. Most of you've got us on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, so you can catch us there. If not, get the email addresses. And that being said, we'll. Again, give us your feedback. If you've got a story you want us to cover or a topic you want us to cover, or even like Dan said, if you see a funny story in your local paper, your local rag, send it to us. Yeah. Interesting story.
Yeah, definitely. Just get in touch.
But I did spend the night in Glasgow once and never again. But I did stop at a B&B there and it did give me head lice.
Nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, I quite like Glasgow, but my sister lives there, so I'm quite happy with it.
Yeah, never again. Not for me. But anyway, that being said, we'll see you next episode.
Yeah, see you later.
Good night. Absolute poppycock.
Well, they've gone. No, just for now. It wasn't the right time for us to meet. But there'll be other nights, other stars for us to watch. They'll be back.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 Mannies that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 Mannies that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 Mannies that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 Mannies that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.